Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is headed to Mexico City now to meet with North American leaders after a short trip to the southern border. CBS's Christian Benavides has details.
Amid intense scrutiny over his immigration policies, President Biden visited the border for the first time as commander-in-chief. In El Paso, he met with local officials as well as Border Patrol agents at the city's busiest port of entry. El Paso has been struggling to cope with an influx of migrants.
It's a real drastic situation. It's a real crisis. I don't know what's going to happen.
Pastor Rafael Garcia, one of the many faith leaders on the ground, seen the impact firsthand.
They're not going to disappear, so you need to have some sort of a solution for them that's humane.
Violent riots have broken out in Brazil, where far-right protesters are mobbing government buildings, similar to what happened here in the U.S. on January 6. They're angry over the country's recent presidential election and President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's win over former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Katie Watson is with the BBC.
Speaking to them, a lot of them are saying that, you know, Bolsonaro is gone. You know, this is more than Bolsonaro. The system is broken, and they don't want communist Lula back in power. Lula is not a communist, but that's what he's frequently accused of being, a communist. And these people say that the only way to save Brazil is military intervention. And that's something that they feel very strongly about.
A new CBS News poll shows Americans are feeling a little better about politics. CBS's Mark Strassman explains.
2 years after the January 6 riots, our poll also showed roughly 3 in 4 Americans agree the results of last year's midterms were legitimate. But most Americans also believe our democracy remains threatened, another area that showed improvement, but still has a long way to go.
Thousands of nurses in New York City could walk off the job tomorrow if their union can't reach a deal with hospitals. Nancy Higgins is president of the New York State Nurses Association.
A sticking point is safe patient care, safe nurse-to-patient ratio, safe staffing. This is our number one priority.
The union has reached tentative agreements with several other hospitals in the city. Buffalo Bills fans are riding high tonight after a big win over the New England Patriots nearly a week after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest.
Just to see, you know, the whole NFL and the whole country, you know, sit there and surround him and give prayer was absolutely unbelievable.
Fans and teams honored Hamlin today with number 3 jerseys, homemade T-shirts, even a 10-foot-wide get well card. Hamlin's still in critical condition, but cheered his team on from the hospital. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters.
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
People tend to put more pressure on themselves this time of year. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us why.
For many, there's excitement for new beginnings, including a new year. However,
there's a tremendous amount of pressure that comes with change. New beginnings and the beginning of a new year is one of them.
Beatrice Cloakpaw is a clinical therapist in Little Rock, Arkansas.
We start procrastinating on the things that we need to do, and then that sends us to a cycle of even more anxiety and frustration.
Cloakpaw says simply keeping up with New Year's resolutions can be overwhelming for some people. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
evil doll horror film Megan got off to a killer start this weekend at the box office, debuting with $30.2 million in ticket sales. But it still wasn't enough to knock Avatar from the top spot. The Way of Water made another $45 million. It's now surpassed the $1.7 billion mark globally, making it the seventh highest grossing movie of all time. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
8:03 in Madison, Wisconsin, and across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Sweet Delta Dawn on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
sniff my lunch. Come on, sniff my dinner. Want some midnight punch. Stone that once. I'm just getting to the stone that
Sync Radio, we are local music. Sweet Delta Dawn there from their Midnight Circus album back in 2019. Talking to the devil there. Love Sweet Delta Dawn there. Magic Punch started the hour off. Greetings, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. Terry.
Max Inc.
Radio. Original local music from Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got to tell you, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by thespaceship.tv. You can buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of your favorite bands. Get the whole schedule, see the archives, thespaceship.tv.
We had an amazing time with the entire crew. So fortunate to celebrate New Year's Eve there with the civil engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and then Porky's Groove Machine. Wow. And of course, the crew that was working that show from the spaceship.tv. Incredible. We're so grateful that they wanted to partner so that we could kind of do a simulcast. It was radio on television.
It was pretty special.
It was pretty slick. Yeah.
And it gave us an excuse to put the fancy duds on. I always like dressing.
You two looked very handsome.
We matched. Mm-hmm. We both wore purple, Rocker.
It looked very nice.
It was pretty good. And, you know, I'd have to say Porky's Groove Machine put on a stellar show. If you get the chance to see them, they are definitely even theater. I mean,
yes.
the girl that is the mosquito, you know, she's got some talent. And just the way that band was on stage.
And, you know, she was so energetic and entertaining, as they all were. But she lost one of her little mosquito
antennas. That was all part of the show. The antenna,
yeah.
She only had like one antenna. But, you know, you can watch. If you go to thespaceship.tv, you can actually click on that whole broadcast and watch it. Yeah. And it's pretty fun. We had a good time.
We did.
We sure did. I want to give Starkweather Brewing Company a shout out too, because they gave us some beer to drink for the night, and I don't know, Rocker, what beer was it? Because it was really good.
It was good.
Oh man,
we don't know.
It was really good.
And Tommy's going to be coming in here for an interview soon.
Cool.
So we'll We'll have them in here, and I'm sure they'll bring us some beer, and they know Jimmy loves beer.
And they got some food happening over there, too. We should, you know what? We should have like a little afternoon over at Starkweather. Get some munchies, some appetizers.
Yeah.
I like it.
We could plan our takeover of the radio world.
Oh, let's do it.
With beer?
With beer and munchies. At Starkweather Brewing.
Okay. I'm there. I mean, tell me when.
Hey, if you want to join us, come on out, man.
We're open. Yeah, thanks to everybody who listened or watched. And I also shared the complete show on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. So if you're having trouble finding it, which I don't think you will if you go to thespaceship.tv.
It should be right there.
Yeah, otherwise just go to our Facebook page and you can see it right there too.
Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock.
Woo-hoo.
Charlie Boy, they're getting ready to soundcheck.
I know. I'm watching them, and they are I can't wait. We've got some in the hallway. We've got some in the lobby, which we've now called the living room, which I love.
And Terry's been doing some behind the scenes here.
I did. I did a little video.
Is that getting posted to Facebook?
Right? Oh, it was live, so it's already there.
Is the insurance policy up to date here? I mean, it's going to get loud. We may smash some windows. Drumsticks go flying and stuff. I want to make sure we're covered. You
would think of that.
All right. They got to be covered.
Yeah, exactly. If not, oh, well, it's going to be fun.
You know, last Saturday when we were at the spaceship.tv, I played some Bone Holler. They have a new album out. We got to get Bone Holler in here, actually.
We do. I agree.
In fact, I owe them because I remember we were talking on the air, Terry. I couldn't remember where they were playing it. They have it in front of me.
Yes.
It was not the High Noon Saloon.
No, it was Cargo Coffee. Yep,
with Mackenzie Moore.
Yeah, and of course, that's Dana Perry and German putting that together, and it sounded like it was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, the day after I messaged a group, like, I'm really sorry. I apologize. She's like, that's all right. We'll just put a sign up at the High Noon pointing people over to the Cargo Coffee.
Oh, that's good humor. I like it.
I love it, too. Let's play their brand new song here. This is Bone Holler and Muddy River on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
sorrows with a sense of loss and never saw you again. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Nothing after now. We had dreams and bones and nothing.
Jordan Story there on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I love this song because of just the title, and the song is beautiful. We Got High. Truer words never been spoken, right, Rocker? hey, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday night. I'm sure you're partaking too, so it's okay, right? Before that, we heard some Bone Holler, Muddy River. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Stick around. Live music in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pie by Charlie Boy. And Work is in the studio. We'll have a chat with them next on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott handed President Biden a list of grievances as he arrived in El Paso today for his first trip to the southern border as president.
I gave the president a letter outlining the chaos that his refusal to enforce the border laws has caused in the state of Texas.
Brazil claims an insurrection there is over. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Supporters of former far-right President Jair Bolsonaro refused to accept his election defeat. They broke through barricades and battled police in the capital, Brasilia. They even demanded the military oust the new democratically elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Hundreds got arrested. And California is getting slammed by more storms. CBS's Elise Preston.
The relentless storms are now to blame for at least 7 deaths across the state. While the clouds move in, new fears as California sits in the path of a series of cyclones.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. It's 8:30 p.m. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. We got Charlie Boy getting ready to do a sound check. Mm-hmm. Get them live after 9 o'clock tonight. Presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, you have Max Inc. Heavy coming up after 10 o'clock. But right now you're here to introduce some very important people.
Jimmy, work is something you usually forget about when you head out to see your favorite local band. But when you spell it with a U, work is the favorite local band that you came to see.
Mm-hmm.
Born west of the Mad City in 2016, work has been playing summer festivals and clubs, all whilst chalking up more Mama Awards than you can hold in two hands.
It's true.
Work plays the Wisconsin Funk Fest on Friday, January 13th here in Madison. And in the studio tonight to tell us more about work and Wisconsin Funk Fest is guitarist and vocalist Frank Loffenberg, along with drummer Max Morkery. Frank, Max, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. You handled those mamas like Aaron Rodgers handled the Chicago Bears.
Oh!
Bam!
Now, we need a drum, ba-dum-bum. Yeah.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with work, tell us a little bit about the band.
Yeah, work is, we formed in 2016, like you said. We formed as a house band. On Bassett Street in Madison, but a lot of us do find our roots in Mount Horeb.
Yep.
And yeah, we play like funk fusion, we call it.
We call it funk fusion, and when we first kind of figured that out, we actually had no idea really what that meant, but we knew that like we would incorporate, you know, some jazz elements, some funk. There's like reggae in there. There's a lot of rock in there, you know, so...
Yeah.
the fusion part of it.
We were like, well, it's a bunch of things, and it's all groovy, because Max is playing drums, so you know it's going to groove.
Yeah.
The guy that first told me about work, he said it's like this band that like plays Hawaii 5-0 music.
There's a lot of fills like that. That's for sure.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, that's cool. I'll put that in the back pocket.
If you're watching work at Atwood Festival with a Hawaiian shirt rocker, it actually fits really good.
Now, you guys were a 6-piece band for many years, but you're jamming as 5 now?
Currently we're 5, but actually, as part of this interview, we wanted to announce that we're going to have some special guests for Funk Fest.
Great.
So we're going to bring back a previous worker, Riley Buchanan.
No kidding!
For a couple songs to hear his beautiful falsetto voice.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're also going to have Brandon Jensen he's in part of the Mascot Theory and Mad City Funk.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to play with Woodrow, yeah.
Woodrow.
Wow. And yeah, so he's going to be jamming some keys with us for some of that. So we'll be at 6 again for that time.
That has to be a lot of fun to bring people in that are not officially part of work, but you get to jam with them, have some fun on stage.
Yeah. Totally, yeah. It brings a new kind of energy, and we're really excited for it. It's going to be a funky night. It
brings
a
fresh perspective on our songs. It's nice to have somebody that's an outsider come in, and then they're playing with us, and to see what they would bring into those songs that we're so used to in our current ensemble.
Yeah.
I looked up the definition of what you said was funk fusion. I think you made it up, which is cool.
Yeah, I did.
It's your words now.
Yeah,
there's jazz fusion, there's punk fusion, but whatever. I like this punk funk fusion. That's great. But okay, so you guys have won a half dozen or more MAMA awards. And I know a lot of times when we talk to people in bands, it's like, yeah, it's so cool, but what does that recognition really mean? And I got to ask you, what kind of spinach are you eating?
The Popeyes kind, usually.
Only the Popeyes kind.
I don't know what that was. It's probably discontinued now. It was really important to us, especially, I would say, like 2019, that we would get on the scene in terms of recognition from the MAMAs. Then that was immediate, positive reinforcement as to what we were doing in our own community.
Yeah.
And that was the main thing for us. And it, especially in 2019, I think there was 6 or 5.
Yeah, I think it was 6 that year, yeah.
That was something else.
But then again, that felt like just unbelievable.
Yes.
And we got to play. We were part of the ceremony that night, too, so it felt really special. And
I remember.
But again, this year, too, was like it's just good. Look, it's good verification that we're putting out vibes and people like it. So,
it's good promotion, and plus we're talking about the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association. So it's a charity too, to put musical instruments in the hands of kids. We've talked about the MAMAs a lot here on Max Inc. Radio, and we'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
I want to mention about the MAMAs real quick. Like work. In order to be considered for these awards, you have to submit your music.
Correct.
To the MAMAs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's been a lot of talk, they're not very diverse or whatever. Well, you can solve that problem by sending in your music to the MAMAs.
There you go.
Have it recognized and, and then use it as a PR thing to get your music heard by your fans and new fans.
Well, and a reminder tonight, you're being heard across all of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. And, of course, I always say streaming on the app, which is worldwide.
Oh.
So somebody's going to be like, work, I got to check these guys out,
Yeah, that's so cool. Mm-hmm.
But, you're totally right, Jimmy, with the whole benefit of the MAMAs and the initiative of getting instruments in kids' hands, which music is such a big part of our life and was a big part of our lives growing up.
Yeah.
It shaped us. So supporting that mission and donating to the MAMAs.
Yeah, we would not be where, anywhere close to where we are now without, our teachers and the ability to just have music all around us without us even, wanting to even be a part of it. Yeah. We had to be a part of it.
Is drumming, is that your main thing?
That is,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been drumming since I was 2. I
mean,
not well back then, but my dad is a really good rock drummer,
awesome.
And so I would watch a VHS over and over and over of him playing at a some kind of corporate gig somewhere. But
that's fun.
You know, that was the main driver for all of it. And, yeah. You know.
Well, then I see Frank sit down behind piano sometimes, and that just kind of blows me away, you know?
It's rare, but it happens
But
sometimes.
It's good when you do it. Yeah, very cool.
That's a powerful instrument.
Yeah, it sure is.
I just have to just pay my respects.
You know, when you all were talking about the drumming and started drumming when you're one, Rocker was like sitting there smiling. I could see his big grin. Like, oh, I started at one.
Oh,
and I had vodka in my hand.
Already, yeah.
Oh,
making my mom proud.
Yeah, yes. There you go. Mama Rocker.
Hey, you all have a big 2023 coming up for work. A lot of festivals, outdoor festivals.
Oh, that's
which
gotta feel good.
I think work is perfectly built for the outdoor festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like that's
our
what
home,
we like to hear.
You know?
Yeah, we really dig that. We shine in that.
That's always our most favorite gigs that we play. Is
what are some big ones that you're looking forward to?
I mean, People Fest.
Oh yeah.
I got to get out there.
Yeah. That place is something else. Yeah.
That's in August, right?
Yep. And we actually have, I think, back to back weeks in there because the first weekend in August is Mile of Music.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Oh, you guys are doing it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Staying at the hotel up there.
Yeah,
in the Appleton.
Yeah, we've heard they treat everyone like kings and queens.
Yeah,
we're
they do a great job.
Swim in the pool, you know.
And then, but the first one coming up actually is a new one for us. We're playing at Big Turn Fest.
That's right,
in Red Wing, Minnesota, in February. So a little bit of funky warmth in the middle of winter.
Nice, it gets started early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that an outdoor show up there?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I think we're actually playing in a church. So.
Oh, I was going to say, I can see them outdoor, like, you know, fishing, shorts, you know.
Propane
negative
heater.
10 degrees outside.
It's brave.
Minnesota.
There's going to be some lightning and brimstone if you're playing at a church, too.
Oh, goodness.
Call an
I bet
ambulance.
The acoustics are amazing.
Yeah, you
though.
Might call an ambulance, or you might have to deal with the devil if you have to.
Now you're talking my language, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so the Wisconsin Funk Fest. Holy cow, already this Friday, January 13th, Majestic Theater in Madison. Who is with you? Who do you have playing with you?
We've got Rare Element.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, fun and funky for sure.
Yeah.
They're like our sister band.
Yeah, they're very, very similar instrumentation. We've got Todd Phipps playing organ in that band.
Another Mount Horeb.
From Mount Horeb. Yeah, there's something in the water
great.
Out there, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Dig Downs.
Oh, yeah, I love Mama Dig Downs.
Band. And they're playing the middle slot, so that'll be a really funky time. I will never forget the first Mama Dig Down show I went to at Majestic. Was like, I was out in the crowd, and then I was like, whoa, there are horn players playing horn around me in the crowd.
50 people up there.
And you know, they're in the crowd for part of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
The first time that I saw Mama Dig Downs was, gosh, I don't know, it was probably sometime in the early 90s. And they were at the Mifflin Street Block Party, just, you know, marching through the crowd. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
That's perfect.
That is.
So anyway, we're really stoked to be a part of that ticket. I think all three bands are going to bring a different type of, type of funk.
Absolutely.
And a lot of energy. So it should be a fun night from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it sounds like it.
We appreciate you guys, and it's going to be so much fun. Works Music, you got a .com? Is it
Work the Band.
Work the Band.
W-U-R-K the Band.
There you go. Plus, you're up on Bandcamp, I believe. You're on the socials.
All the socials. Yep. Oh, yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Frank,
thank
Max, you. Thank you so much for coming in and being awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for the awesome work.
I'll
keep working
awesome
for you.
Awesome shows, too.
Yeah.
Keep that new music. I love the second song we're going to play, Ignition, in just a couple of minutes. But right now.
Oh, yeah, that's our most latest release.
Yes, it is. We've been playing it a lot here on Max Inc. Radio. You know why? Because we're local music. Ignition. That's Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. During the interview, Max and Frank brought up the People's Fest that's happening in August. People Builders Band on Facebook to get all the details on that. It inspired me to play some People Builders Band for you. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next on Max Inc. Radio. The People Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Check them out in Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. And live in the Devil's Lair is coming up in just a couple of minutes with Charlie Boy. But first, the Civil Engineers and Buenos Aires on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What I feel all around is a general apathy to the beat of the music inside of me. Here we go now, pick it up, darling, it's plain to see that together we are stronger.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.